yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, April 29th, 2023. I definitely don't live on the East Coast. Shh. Paul News America or something, and I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Paul News Network. We're doing great today, and what are we going to talk about? Balding. And then we're going to talk about Based Crow destroys Israeli flag. And then Steve Crowder and the finale, The Rocket Man did it. Elon Musk, that's what we're talking about. Swing Badger's like, quit the weed. No, I do marijuana. That's my vice. I don't drink alcohol. Alcohol, the liquid Jew, is much worse than marijuana ever will be. Okay, first story, balding in your 20s. The Janies didn't like this, so they banned it. What are the dating implications? Does balding in your 20s as a man affect dating in a serious way? Women of poll, the floor is yours. Dating stats are politically relevant. Janies. First off, why are you gonna trust what a woman says, okay? They don't even know what the fuck they want, okay? They don't know what the fuck they want. There's a bald, confident man in front of them, and he's confident and owning the room. Fuck, they could want that guy. They could be wet over that guy immediately. Doesn't matter if he's bald. But if you have a weak, pathetic male that's all conscious of his fucking baldness and has like a comb over, yeah, she's probably gonna turn and walk the other direction. Just how it goes. Also, bald men tend to have more testosterone. That's why they are missing hair. That's just how it works. They tend to have higher testosterone. Men with lots of hair are weak, pathetic men most of the time. They're fucking feminized. I'm 100% bald, Diogenes. I've said it in my old shows. I'm bald as fuck. Bald as fuck! I shave that shit off. I embrace it. She shouldn't really care. It has never affected me. Ever. Ever. I don't get why males treat it like it's such a big deal. Just cut your shit off. Holy fuck. Guys that dye their hair as well, why are you dyeing your hair? White hair is cool. Having streaks of white in your hair is a sign of maturity. Fuck on. Stop dying it. What are you doing? Embrace it. Weed nuked my memory. You should have seen me when I was a child, F-Bot. There was no memory. I have no memory. I couldn't memorize times tables as a kid. I have had memory issues my entire life. I don't think weed's contributed to them much. I also have dyslexia. I flip-flop stuff. I did it last episode when I said Ethan Ralph instead of Ethan Klein. And I didn't even notice I had done that until I rewatched the show. Just words that sound similar I get mixed up in my head without even trying. Numbers as well. I don't want my... Diogenes, I don't want my hair back. I don't care. It's never affected me in any way. I could give a fuck. I really don't get why people give so much a fuck. F-Bot says, where's my dad? My dad left me when I was 6 years old. That's where my dad is. He skimped out on child support for 18 years. He never paid child support. He was an asshole. He lives in Monterey, California. He's not black. He's part Indian. Yep. Raised by a mother. Yep. Feminized child. Yep. I did have a father figure in my life, though. My grandfather was my father figure in my life. So I feel like I did have a father figure growing up, unlike other people. So I feel like I had a healthy grow up, I feel like. But who knows? Could be better. It could always be better. You're never going to get someone that's been raised perfectly. And I feel like I wouldn't change I'm sure me, like everybody else here, wouldn't change a single thing in their past. And if you want to change something in your past, I don't think you're a healthy human being. Sounds like your mom was slacking in the relationship, F-Bot. But it sounds like you had a full family, which was nice. I don't know what to think. Next thread. Based crow destroys Israeli Zionist flag. A crow just attacked Israeli flag, a sign of Israeli destruction soon. Dude, look at this based crow. This crow knows what's up. This crow's fucking up an Israeli flag while F-Bot's talking about his horrific past. I'm sorry, F-Bot. Dude, you would be... I feel the amount of women that get molested as children is astro-fucking-nomical. Astronomical. Every woman I've ever talked to in my life has been molested or sexually abused in some way. Just saying. Every single woman. I know. Or they're lying. My god, F-Bot used to own a crow. Then his coal-burning neighbor reported it. The state came and snapped its neck. Dude, that is... Dude, that's like something... I would never do this, but that... If someone came and like... tried to kill my dog or something, or an animal that I owned, dude, I would defend that fucking thing to the death, man. That's a good way to get yourself killed. Not that I would ever do such a thing and disavow such things. But I mean, if you're on someone's property and you're killing something that they value and hold dear to them, what the fuck are you doing? That's so fucked up. Yeah, don't go into the dogs. I've had a lot of IRL drama with my own dogs. You don't need to go into that. I really want another dog. This American says, Hamas trained that crow. Signed, nowhere. This NATO Anon says, green text, Iranian spy crows. Unfathomably based burb. I love when people spell it burb. It's the best. It's not a crow, it has a white underbelly. Based anyways. Carvids are the best birds. Looks very similar to a crow. There's a YouTube of this crow that speaks English. Very poor English. Very intelligent animal. Look, amazing. More. They know. They fucking know, man. They know. Those fucking birds know. Oh my god. These birds are just so beast. Crow edition. Here's a squirrel getting a Ukrainian flag. That's pretty beast. Epstein. In Native American culture, the crow/raven is the most revered and respected of all animal gods. The raven is the bringer of light, the protector of man, the deceiver to vengeful gods. The raven is always at the top of the totem pole and is depicted carrying the sun. Intelligence, transformation, cunning, opportunity, survival, third eye, prophecy, adaptability, insights, partnerships, guidance. In on that. Great. Based birds. That's just... F-Bot, stop saying that shit. It's fucked up beyond all belief. It's fucked up beyond all belief. Hello, Bianca. Fights the zombies. Welcome. Wonder if that's Molly Bisher. Again, welcome, Molly Bisher. Come to hang out with us, bud. You can have fun with us, Molly. It's okay. Asperger says, I told you cocksuckers to piss off. Go flood plebit with this shit no one cares. Oh, okay, we're on the next thread with the shit no one cares about. Steven Crowder sends his 9-month pregnant wife to get groceries and walk the dog. That's not a very traditional thing to do. Why don't right-wingers live according to their ideals? You seem to want to force your ideals on others, but not follow them yourself. First post is a Jew Kike saying pregnant women are not disabled. I mean, would a traditionalist Kike totally not view it that way? But I also view it that way. I mean, a pregnant woman needs to go out and walk and get exercise. I mean, walking a dog would hardly be strenuous activity for a pregnant woman. Come on. Come on. If Scarlett Johansson could film a movie pregnant, you sure as fuck can go walk a dog. Okay? You can go walk a fucking dog. I don't know. I think a pregnant woman could easily give a dog some medication and go walk a dog. That's and get groceries at a later time. Like, nothing Steven Crowder was complaining about was a big deal, or I don't know. If that was the secret video to get him, that was a fucking nothing burger. Miss Bliss was saying Steven Crowder's an asshole. I know, I agree, he's an asshole. But I think everything you said in that video was spot on and okay. Spring Badger says, if your wife is pregnant, you need to take the lead as a man. I agree, but you, I mean, what? How is asking your wife to get some groceries not taking the lead as a man? I mean, and you have to also understand, she's not going to go to Walmart and get groceries. She's going to go to Whole Foods or some super upscale, upclass supermarket where they're going to load her car for her. She's not going to load her own car. Like, come on. So, I mean, is it really not taking the lead as a man if he's doing, like, I mean, he's bringing the income home. He's doing his show every day or every day of the week or whatever the fuck he does. I don't watch his show. I don't know. But he does his show. He does his mug club. He's raking in the cash. I mean, the least the wife could do is go get groceries. I don't know. Fuck. Spring Badger says, you need to take care of her. You don't ask a sick person to cook for themselves, do you? Are you saying a fucking pregnant woman is sick? What the fuck are you smoking, man? We used to survive in the fucking wild with pregnant women in tow. You think, a woman is plenty capable when she's holding a fucking baby, man. She doesn't become a weak, pathetic, incapable human being when she has a baby inside of her. I don't know. She could relax and take it easy, you're right. But, I mean, you don't want her to just get fat and lazy. Fuck. Spring Badger says she could go into labor and you need to be there for her. Okay, dude. If she was in her, like, ninth trimester and getting convulsions and stuff, it'd be a little different, okay? She'd be in bed. She'd be, you know, it'd be the end of the pregnancy. She'd be getting kicks and stuff. She did look very fucking pregnant in that video. But also, if she's out getting groceries and she gets pregnant, you think Steven Crowder isn't going to be at her side in that fucking 15 minutes? You think he's not going to be, like, at that hospital instant fuckutaneously? Because he would. Just because, like, happenstance seemed to happen and she wasn't by his side when her water broke, God forbid. But whatever. I get what you're saying. You know, he should protect her and she should get less of a load. You're right. She should have less to do. But getting groceries and giving a dog a pill is fucking a very short list of things to do. And he was not even asking her to get groceries. He was saying, don't get groceries. Get them later. So all she had to do was give that dog a fucking pill and go walk the dog. I mean, that's nothing, man. Come on. Pregnant women can't walk a dog. She must be in bed all day. Okay, well, then just don't drive the car. Don't go get groceries. She wanted to go get groceries. So if she can't walk the dog, she can't give it a pill, but she can go get groceries. Fuck off. Yeah, she wanted to go off by herself and do God knows what. Go fuck a nigger or something while she's pregnant. This American says, so nobody's going to address the elephant in the room that glow niggers are hacking into personal devices of political opponents to publicly embarrass them now? This is CCP tier shit. No. What happened was the wife leaked the video and the kikes control the judicial system, so they didn't punish her for leaking it. She leaked confidential trial information and she was not punished at all in any way. Steven Crowder talks about it. She was not punished. The court let her do it. So the kikes completely control the judicial system now. The mask's coming off. Everyone's seeing it. Okay, they control the judicial system and they're fucking everyone they don't agree with. Steven Crowder fucked Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro. Steven Crowder crossed Ben Shapiro. So Ben Shapiro talked in Hebrew to all his kikish friends and told them all to do their thing. Now, Steven Crowder's being punished. This Macedonian anon says, all these threads popping up bashing Crowder. I wonder who could be behind them. Honestly, if he was mean to his ex, I would still listen to him. Bonus points if he ever yelled nigger at her. There was rumors that he spoke about the JQ. Jews didn't do this? He crossed Ben Shapiro. Now, his wife leaked that video with no consequences. The courts let her. How could it be anything but Jewish influence? How could it be anything but? It felt like it was the woman's fault. Dude, the woman's being used by the Jews. And she's doing it willingly. She's an asshole and evil and a demon, but she's being used by the Jews. She willingly is a skin puppet for them. Yes. This American says the video made him look like an angry closeted homo. I don't doubt his wife is a cunt, but who outside of a conniving cunt would marry this douche? He's kind of an asshole, but who cares? She did. She married him. Now she's unmarrying him. Taking half of everything he owns. Fuck women. It's not fair. She'll probably take more than half because she's an asshole and the Jews control the judicial system and they want to crush him. This America says, this guy's a fag 100%. I'd say she caught him fucking some dude. I don't know about a fag, but he definitely cross-dresses. He definitely loves cross-dressing. F-bot, my core value system is the Jews cause all of my problems. I'm never changing that. Just accept that. We can agree to disagree. Your core value system is women or all of my problems. My core value system is Jews or all of my problems. It's whatever. They're very similar. If all Jews were removed, all our problems would be solved overnight. F-bot, just saying. I wish we had two, if we had two of those blue buttons, okay, one button says remove all women, and the other button says remove all Jews, I would slam that Jew button so fast, F-bot, okay, and you would slam the woman button, okay, but we would still have Jews if you did that, which would not be good, and we would also not be able to procreate anymore, we wouldn't be able to procreate, F-bot, you better work on those artificial rooms really quickly, because we need those if you hit that woman button. I feel you though, bro, I feel you, women have done lots of evil shit to me as well. They do some of the most evil shit. Women are capable of the most evil shit you could imagine. Shit that will make you fall on your ass saying, how the fuck are you capable of this? Woman. I'll tell you what, F-bot, there's gonna definitely be a reckoning when there's artificial wombs and sex spots. Women are definitely gonna have to up their game. Just saying, women are gonna definitely have to up their game. If they don't up their game, they're gonna have to ban sex spots, which I think they will do. That's what instead of upping their game, they're just gonna ban them. They'll ban artificial wombs, they'll ban sex spots, because they can't compete. At that point, I'll be on your side and say that women are the true evil and it's not the Jews. But until that day, it'll be Jews. Okay, final thread of the day. Elon Musk, the Rocket Man, did it. No! Keith Woods. Ireland's about to pass one of the most radical hate speech bills yet. Merely possessing hateful material on your device is enough to face prison time. Not only that, but the burden of proof is shifted to the accused, who is expected to prove they didn't intend to use the information in a bad way, I assume. Elon Musk responds, this is a massive attack against freedom of speech. Dude, he's waking up, guys, I'm telling you. And also, he was in this interview with Bill Maher, and they're talking about freedom of speech, and Elon Musk is too scared to drop the fucking, the Jew bomb. But Bill Maher does it! Bill Maher does it, guys! I was like, what? Dude, Bill Maher gained. God, this is the thing with Bill Maher. When Democrats are not in power, Bill Maher is an asshole. He's the biggest asshole you could imagine. I disagree with everything he says. When Democrats are in power, Bill Maher is bearable and he actually says some coherent shit. Okay? It's weird. That's how he plays it. So he actually hits it out of the fucking park right here. So let's watch.
Free speech is extremely important, and it's bizarre that we've come to this point where, free speech used to be a left or liberal value. And yet we see from, you know, the in quotes left, a desire to actually censor. That seems crazy. I mean, I think we should be extremely concerned about anything that undermines the First Amendment. There's a reason for the First Amendment. The First Amendment is because people came from countries where they could not speak freely, and where saying certain things would get you thrown into prison. And they were like, well, we don't want that here. And by the way, in many parts of the world, including parts of the world that people might think are relatively similar to the United States, the speech laws are draconian.
England is quite different.
I won't name any countries, but...
England, why are we protecting them? They have no First Amendment.
Because he was just on the BBC, you silly goose. His companies and stuff, you fuck.
It's very easy to prove libel in England, whereas here it's almost...
I love England, but...
Yeah, I do too, but I wouldn't want to say the wrong thing. Or...
Yes.
You could be sued easier. In France, I think if you deny the Holocaust, which I think is abhorrent, but I also think it should be part of free speech.
Look at Elon! He's like, big yes nods, big yes nods, yes!
You can be thrown into jail. Okay, so this...
I really can't emphasize this enough. We must protect free speech. And free speech only matters, it's only relevant when it's someone you don't like saying something you don't like, because obviously for speech that you like is...
Yes.
You know, that's easy. So it's the thing about censorship is that, sure, for those who would advocate it, just remember, at some point, that will be turned on you.
Yep.
So yep.
Amazing. Incredible. Yes. A Jew arguing up for Holocaust denial. Exactly. He was caught that he was a kike. He knows his jig's up. He knows the kike's jig's up, and if they don't switch gears really fast, they're going to get... going to be 110 countries. This leaf says, green text, Elon thinks the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution applies in a foreign country. No, he's just warning how big of an attack on free speech this is. This American says, what's Ireland's endgame here? Well, to stop being 98% white. That's their fucking end plan. To stop being 98% Irish. What the fuck? Why weaken yourself? Why? They've been infiltrated. They're stupid. White people are so easily manipulated and tricked by abusing their sense of, like, sympathy and pity. It's so fucking... empathy. Our only fucking weakness is white people. Empathy. Our only fucking weakness. This Ireland anon says, holy shit, this could actually be the end of Elon Musk. Keith Woods is an actual Nazi. He's spoken on camera with Nick Fuentes, Richard Spencer, the leader of Patriot Front, and numerous other alt-right dissident figures. When the ADL gets wind of this, they're gonna go after Musk like no tomorrow. Musk may be big, but even he can't go against the full might of international organized Jewry. Well, good thing he didn't say it. Good thing it was Bill Maher that said it. And he just nodded his head very strongly while he was saying it. This American says, why do people keep assuming every Western country has a Bill of Rights or freedom of speech? We are the only country with these things in the form people recognize, dude, and we're losing it at a rapid rate. But Elon Musk didn't assume that they had a Bill of Rights or freedom of speech. He said it was a loss of freedom of speech, which it is. How do you not understand the English language? Europoor is going to Europoor. Definitely. This German says, I can't use Twitter. Reply to boosting hits my accounts the moment I talk about any controversial topic, no matter how well-reasoned or rational I talk. Dude, ever since Elon changed it so that if you have a check mark, you're promoted, I've got so many more likes and people seeing my tweets. It's insane. Like, there is an actual algorithmic boost when you pay for Twitter. It's weird. Definitely now. Definitely changed that algorithm. Noticeable. You got some Vokaroos. I wonder what they are. What could they be?
Indeed, it is with a heavy heart that we, as Lyrans and observers, witness the lamentable inclination of humankind toward self-abasement, as evinced by the reprehensible...
Something Molly Bisher would like.
Esteemed Lyrans, I wish to convey...
know, something Molly Bishop made or something. Huh. I don't know. Is Elon waking up? Is he not waking up? Who knows? We'll see. I think he's grouch. I think he knows the problem. I think he's... The virus has been implanted. Let's see how long it takes to take root and show fruit. We'll see. But I definitely think Elon knows. I definitely think he knows now. We'll close the show out with comments on BitChute and Odyssey. That's what we'll close the show out on. I loved that intro. The intro was awesome, and fuck that guy that complained. The bitch at him. We got Anne who's saying, when anyone tells me I let them down, I reply, what are you on? And I mean, it's... I don't think anyone's ever told me directly that I've let them down. That's weird. It's a weird thing that someone would say. Jupil says a bunch of shit, but then he ends with, like, someone using the word Nazi. That's a Jew word, a slur. No Nazi ever called themselves Nazi. I have. Am I not a true Nazi? Nazi sounds cool. It sounds cool to me, dude. It sounds fucking awesome. I don't know. Whatever. It has very negative connotations. We should probably not use it, I guess. Christopher Marlowe posts this image, this video with this girl piecing everything together. It's actually really good. It's actually very good. I don't know how to incorporate it into the show, though. Miss Bliss, here we go. This is what I was talking about earlier. Crowder is a fucking asshole. Are you deaf? He sounds like a cucked soy flake crying about the car and hanging with his friends. What the fuck? Is he pregnant too? Man the fuck up, how weak. Struggled to get through this episode, just saying. Maybe leave the relationship talk for faggot channels, huh? Gay as fuck, like Fuentes. Do you go gay for pay as well, Lou? No, but I don't know, Miss Bliss. F-Bot says we get artificial wombs soon and we're gonna have lowly sex bots. I mean, is anyone really gonna need women in the future? I mean, fuck. I don't know. F-Bot doesn't even want women. He wants to eradicate all women. And I don't know, does that go against anything in the Bible? Does that go against anything in the Bible? I don't know. Maybe you guys should step it up a little bit. Maybe women should step it up a little bit, stop being so bitchy. I'm just, I love you. Please watch my show. A lot of women watch my show. They probably hate me right now. They probably hate me right now. I'm like, why do I watch Lou? He only bitches at women. I made this guy mad. Your intro is 4 minutes, 30 seconds too long. The anime is fucking cringe. Don't know who's the bigger faggot, you or Nick. Then I say, I'll make an even longer intro one day, just for you. This ain't YouTube. Want shorts and no intros? Go to fucking YouTube. And he says, sorry, I won't be here to watch, lol. LMAO even. Good, filtered, I reply. He says, yes, it was good to filter you. When your balls drop, you will look back at yourself with shame, anime. Dude, you know he's mad. You know he got mad. I owned him. I owned him, so I already got mad. Mock laugh and name them says, I love this show. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Niggy says, I don't like Nick's incel rhetoric and lingo. Yeah, but you like the fucking Kino Casino, Niggy. You like the Kino Casino, but you hate Nick. That's so weird. I mean, I get it. Nick is a fucking Christ faggot, and you're an atheist like me. I get it. But you don't see any benefit to religion at all? Is a fucking glue to hold society together? None whatsoever. Okay, whatever. Disagree. Worski did blood sports with Ethan Ralph, then did a show with other people, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, wow, so he jump roped from person to person to gain popularity? Wow. Niggy says, Nick and his religious BS is so lame. I don't like that he's fake, but I think it would be probably worse if he actually believed what he preaches. Dude, he 100% believes what he preaches. What are you talking about? Dude, Nick 100% believes what he says. You can tell by the way he says it. And I said, I'm an atheist and have gone to church more than Nick, I bet. Dude, I think I'm right there. Dude, I have not seen a single video of Nick going to church, man. Give me some Nick church videos. And everyone close to him says he doesn't go to church. I don't get that. I go to church a lot. I'm not a fucking atheist. I enjoy it. Fuck. That would make me really... If that's true, that would make me really disappointed in Nick. Because, I mean, you should always, just every now and then, go get a sermon. It's nice. I don't know. I love sermons. Even if you don't agree with everything the pastor's saying, you know, you can absorb the Bible and whatever he's bringing up. I don't know. I like it. I enjoy it. I would love to go to church with Nick. Let's envision that future. Okay, we'll go to the Odyssey, where there's less Nick haters. We got F-Bot, LMAO, LOL even. I get my own show, him, Nick Fuentes, Crowder, O.J. Simpson. Jack the Ripper and Hitler did nothing wrong. Are you black? Are you a fucking nigger? Are you a nigger? O.J. Simpson, the glove didn't fit. You must have quit. Churches cringe. Really, F-Bot? Really? That makes me sad a little. Makes me sad. I like church and the community. The church and the community it has and its benefit to your community. I mean, that's the best part of Christianity. If you take that out of Christianity, I feel like you make Christianity worse as a whole. I don't know. That's my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. Deuce says, Nick just reinvented Byzantine Orthodox Christianity. I love Nick's version of Christianity and the stuff he says. I agree with almost every single thing Nick says in his shows. It's crazy. Every word that comes out of his mouth is very accurate. He's been naming the kike more lately, which is good. Lou says, I agree with Nick here. God the Father is literal. We are his family, but born on the side of the rebellion. I need to come home to him. AKA, Parable of the Prodigal Son. Holy wars are still being fought. Do not side with the swine. Dude, I agree with that a lot. Yes. I also believe that, like, Jesus as a person was both holy and a regular human being. Like, he was both the most, like, he was God himself, but he was also a human, so he could experience what humanity was. He was, like, the best of what humans had to offer. That's what he embodied as a Messiah. He's the Trinity, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's all three in one. He's one person. He's one thing, one entity. But he's all three at once. It's a paradox, but it's also makes complete sense because he's God. That's why it's so great and so amazing and so profound. Folk is life. Great show, buddy. Hebes are the Antichrist. Kike stink. Yep, kike stink. Pope is evil. Pope is fucking evil. Catholics are owned by the Jews. Pope is evil. Catholics are literally controlled Jews. The Pope's hat has fucking Jewish stars on it. No, the popes and Catholics are just allies of the Jews, and I'm completely on Adam Green's side with that. I mean, the Pope, if you watch any of Adam Green's stuff, he says the Pope was planted by the Jews to control people through Catholicism. It's insane. So that they would all worship the Jewish God. There's a lot of Jews that say the Pope is literally a tool of the Jews for Esau, or whatever the fuck his name is. Like Jesus is Esau, or whatever the fuck. I don't know all of it completely. I need to watch more Adam Green. I just see value in Christianity as a religion, as a moral glue that held our society together for so long. Oh my God. You're hella right, F-Bot. You're 100% right. I bow to you. I bow. Okay, show's over. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Oh, no. 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 No.